When with the ransomed in glory, thy face I shall at last see. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to gather and sing your praises. Thank you for the worship team who led us. We've sung about all the fountains. All our fountains are in you, and how we are a city on a hill, and that we got to let our light shine. Thank you for the opportunities this week that we've had to do that right here in this building. I thank you for the food bank and those who give their time to that ministry, and for the drop-in, the lives that are touched there as well. And again, for the Hallelujah Party and the many who participated. Father, I pray that any seeds that were planted this week will thrive and flourish, that words that were spoken will be remembered, and that all glory and honor will be brought to you. I take this opportunity to pray again for Margaret as she's continuing her treatment for cancer. Thank you for how you've been there for her and the testimony that she is to those around her in her family. I thank you that you've answered our prayers for Mike and that he is now in a nursing home and receiving care there. And I pray that he will not be forgotten, but that we'll take opportunity to pray for him and remember him. Thanks for answering our prayers for Julie in her trip to Tanzania, and I pray that you'll just be with her as she prepares to bring us a message on her experiences there. Father, I think too of the many unspoken requests for the challenges that we face in our daily lives, in parenting, in marriage, dating relationships, jobs, health issues. Father, I don't ask that you take away these problems, but I ask that through them we will have opportunity to test your promises and to deepen our relationship with you. All of these things I ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Pauline, and thank you, team, for leading this morning. We're going to do something a little bit different right now. Some of you are on email lists and will know what today is in the global worldwide church. Today is International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. There's several organizations, Martyrs Voice, Open Doors, and a number of others who promote this day and help us understand, especially in North America and in first world countries in Europe, what's going on in countries where Christians are being persecuted. And so this morning, we're going to watch a video, and as it closes, there's going to be prayer requests on the screen. And so I ask you just to gather in groups around you. Just turn around in your seats, gather with 3 to 5 people. If you're uncomfortable praying out loud, this is a good way to learn. but there's no pressure. We are very blessed in our country. We're able to gather, we're able to pray, we're able to do pretty much whatever we want in the name of the gospel. And that is not the case for the majority of those we call brothers and sisters in the Lord, other followers of Jesus. So we're going to watch this video, and without any other instructions, there'll be prayer requests on the screen, and we'll take a few minutes as that closes together. Last